AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. The Hawaii Attorney General has released a report into last year's wildfires in Maui that killed 101 people. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
The report says the head of the Emergency Management Agency dragged his heels in returning to the island during the August wildfire, and a broad communications breakdown left authorities in the dark and residents without emergency alerts. The report also says communications problems left the Hawaii Electric Company unable to confirm that power lines were de-energized until well after the fire had caused widespread damage. At a news conference Wednesday carried by Olelo Community Media, Attorney General Ann Lopez said the report was issued to understand what happened on a minute-by-minute basis.
The underlying foundation of this report is not to place blame on anybody. This is about never letting this happen again.
Another report released Tuesday by the Western Fire Chiefs Association detailed the challenges facing the Maui Fire Department during the deadliest U.S. wildfire in a century. I'm Donna Warder.
AP correspondent Julie Walker reports the hush money criminal trial of Donald Trump continues with jury selection after picking seven people on Tuesday and then taking Wednesday off.
The process of picking a jury is a critical phase of any criminal trial, but especially so when the defendant is a former president and the presumptive Republican nominee. In court, prospective jurors who remain anonymous to the public and press have been grilled on their social media posts, personal lives, and political views as the lawyers and the judge search for biases that would prevent them from being impartial.
The U.S. Senate dismissed all impeachment charges yesterday against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. This is AP News. A new testimony reveals that an Abu Ghraib military contractor warned bosses of abuses 2 weeks after arriving in 2003.
During testimony in a lawsuit filed by three Abu Ghraib survivors, jurors saw an October 2003 email from a civilian contractor who worked for military contractor CACI. The civilian contractor, sent to work as an interrogator at the prison in Iraq, resigned within 2 weeks of his arrival and told his corporate bosses that mistreatment of detainees was likely to continue. The former prisoners allege that CACI shares responsibility for the mistreatment that they endured, arguing the company took no action after receiving the employee's resignation. Shocking photos of abuse became public in April 2004, resulting in a worldwide scandal that revealed evidence of physical and sexual assaults of inmates. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.